Amid rumors that our commissioners have decided to divest the county of its parks, the South End Environmental Coalition has begun a campaign to save our parks. Jenny Davis, the newly appointed president, spoke at the South End Chamber of Commerce, arguing that parks mean tourism and tourism means dollars. Ralph Henshaw asked if she thought our little five-acre park, Hutchison Park, really brought tourists into our economic sphere. Seriously, Jenny, he asked, who the hell comes to that park except teenagers doing drugs and having sex? You think they're going to fuel the economy down here? Jenny realized she'd maybe gone down the wrong cul-de-sac, citing economic growth where economics barely existed, but Harry Walton, owner of Tidy Megastore, stood up and declared he sold a lot of ice cream bars to the bicyclists who stopped at the store, and he'd seen more than a few eating popsicles at the picnic tables down at the park an eighth of a mile north. Ralph avowed how he'd never seen a soul down there, much less a motorcycle gang with sweet tooths. Jenny, who didn't catch the humor in that, asked, "What do you think, Ralph? Sell the park for a building lot? Not much revenue in a single house on a lot zoned for 5-acre rural residential." South End only has this one park. Of course, it only has one store, one diner, one hair salon, and two art galleries, which are extraordinary if you'll allow me to play art critic. We got plenty of art studios, some good, some not, but they all add to the mythology of the fabled South End, if not, admittedly, to the tax base. Personally, I think the park should stay. I don't give a fig or a fart if folks throng to its short trails and its unused barbecue grills or notice the flowers or idiosyncratic sculpture. Someday, when this is an art mecca for weary urbanites, they'll have a place to pull in and check the GPS for how to get home. Meanwhile, a teenager's got a place for backroad sex.